producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Today, all about Friday, December 18th on the radio with Doug Steffen. That's me. Dudley to my friends and neighbors and family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is my radio family, so you can call me Dudley if you'd like. On the other side of the room is Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
Who's here, plying her crafty trade. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Social Media. There is a lot of buzz on the Bernie Sanders sneak attack on Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
Got him.
So did he or didn't he? Was he behind it? Or did somebody do it without his permission? The alarms at the DNC. I think it's kind of funny, actually.
Hitting our girl, Bernie. Come on.
So who's really responsible for this? Is he really?
Well, tell the story.
For those of you who don't know, what's happened here? DNC says that Sanders has improperly accessed confidential voter info gathered by Hillary Clinton. Well, don't do that. It's bad. So what did you start to say, Richie?
Well, so now the Sanders campaign is saying we had no knowledge of it. One of our employees did access it, but it wasn't our fault. It was the software maker's fault.
Of course.
In their software.
Dog ate my homework.
We did not print or save any of Hillary's information.
Uh-huh.
And she basically had information on voter information.
Right. On her own home server.
And the DNC is saying they went out.
Email address.
Right. The DNC is saying they went out and hacked it for her.
Of course they did. Right. Okay. So the Republicans, on the other hand, are busy getting even. If you take a close look at this new budget that the president's going to sign, $1.1 trillion.
He loves it. Are you kidding? He's like, score.
Well, the Republicans took a nice shot at the IRS. They, because of all of the controversy, they used the budget deal to tighten the reins on the IRS. So now the IRS has to go to Congress before they do almost anything like the things. Well, let me give you the specifics. The budget prohibits the agency from producing videos at conferences unless they are approved in advance by a special board. Punishment for a Star Trek parody made for lavish training conferences in Anaheim. Remember that?
Yeah.
Right? IRS can't give bonuses or awards to any employee or one who has, I actually kind of like this one, or one who has been rehired if they owe a cent in their own, on their own taxes. There are, apparently what they found out is that there is a whole, like 14% of the people in the IRS are behind in their taxes. How about them apples, boys and girls? Let's see what happens if you go get behind on your federal taxes.
I love giving lots of looks to the IRS because I think they're dirty and I would love to get rid of them altogether. So right. I like this.
Yeah.
What's a real bummer, though, about the budget is that it doesn't deal with sanctuary cities at all.
No.
It fully funds the refugee program, allowing the president's discretion. I mean, it's like all these things that are going to cost us a ton of money that aren't popular with the American people. It's not even Republican and Democrat.
$200 million. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's like if you poll people now, they're not so sure about the refugee program. But
is the upside of all this, though, is that they actually agreed on a budget?
Well,
instead of getting down to the 11th hour when they were going to threaten
to
shut down the government.
Hour.
It is. It's going to shut down this week.
The 11th hour now. What are you talking about?
They actually came up with something.
Well, so anyway, the IRS, I like this better, has to train every employee in dealing courteously with taxpayers and impartial application of tax law.
How do you train people to be courteous?
You hire people that have a brain.
Just want them to answer the phone.
Yeah. Employees must not use personal email accounts for work. Let's see here. What else? The IRS must now report to Congress on how much it spends on salaries of full-time union officials. Wow. Cannot target groups for scrutiny based on their ideological beliefs. Really?
They actually have to make a rule for that?
Yeah, isn't that amazing, huh? All right, so anyway, those are some of the things that are... They don't like John... What's his name? Kosecan either, the new IRS commissioner. They don't like him at all. Don't blame him much. We don't, any of us, like the IRS. Mostly, not, it's not symbolism either. It's that they really suck at their jobs, most of them. Okay, here's something... Anybody got any comments before I move on? I don't want to cut you short.
No, we said no. The IRS sucks.
Okay, you're
right.
They do. Yeah, incompetent, out of control.
Right. Thank you, Kenny. Always said it intelligently and articulately.
You're a great uniter, sir.
Yes, that's it. It's always when Meredith and I have a conversation and I go on for 3 minutes, she sums it up in 3 words. Kenny does the same thing. Thank you very much. How many of you know that the phone company can legally charge you for services you never asked for? The FCC estimates 20 million people a year are hit with $2 billion in bogus charges. You want to know how this works?
Mm-hmm.
All right, give you the info in a minute here on Good Day.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. That's for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Coming up at 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and you. Some statistics. Stats, you ready? President Obama says, if we go to war with Daesh and we put boots on the ground... 100 lives a month, 500 injured, $10 billion. How many people like those numbers? Not me.
Nobody likes those numbers.
Nope. Okay. Next number, 22. The number of inmates that get shot each month in Nevada's correctional system.
Wow.
They used 14, in 14 of these incidents, shotguns were used. 14 people in prison shot with shotguns. What does that tell you about their way they're
like
running?
The Wild West in there.
My God, yes. Let's see, what else have we got for statistics? The actual number of refugees from the Middle East around the world, one in 122 people have been displaced. 60 million people around the world. Not only from the Middle East, but from other countries in Africa and Asia, are away from their homeland, wandering around, going who knows where, and getting into what kind of trouble. Can you imagine that? 60 million people around the world are homeless refugees looking for some place to settle. Oof. Okay, so I told you that I would help you out to understand what is being charged on your phone bill that you didn't know you could be charged for and you didn't know how much you were paying. This is how this scam works. The phone company can legally charge you for services you didn't ask for. The phone company acts as a middleman for legitimate service providers, AOL, DirecTV, right? All of those various and sundry places where you get your bills. And it bills you for the services on your phone bill, takes a fee from the service provider. So once again, are you looking? Here's an example. You go to a website and buy a ringtone for your cell phone or to get discount coupons for places where you shop, right? The website uses misleading language to hide the fact there is a monthly charge. The charge then appears on your monthly bill, usually disguised as a service charge or a service fee or a calling plan. Look, these are really vague, and most of the people who are getting yensed by this don't really know. You look at all those charges, there's like 14 different charges on your phone bill. Did you look at the phone bill lately? You actually look, or are you paying it like Richie does online?
It's line after line.
Who in this room still has a phone? Like a traditional wired phone?
I do.
You do?
Yep.
Why?
Yep. All of us do.
Why?
Because I feel safer with it.
Because I can't always make my cell phone work wherever I am. Mm-hmm. Especially down here. I have terrible cell service.
Don't you use some kind of a VoIP cable internet service?
Because you haven't told me, or you haven't shown me how to do it yet.
Vonage or just using through your cable system. Every cable system or internet system offers some kind of a phone service now.
Right. Let me tell you.
You avoid all of those taxes.
All right. But let me tell you, if you are getting them, how you can deal with them. There's a way to get them removed. You can get a refund for charges you paid, and you can make sure no future charges ever get put on your bill. All you have to do is call your phone company and tell them you have been a victim of cramming and they have to remove the fees. They won't call you. You got to call them.
But you first have to identify the fees.
Well, you can easily do that. You can look at the fees. You got to look at the bill. A lot of people,
sure,
part of the problem here.
But if it's disguised as some kind of tax or service fee and they try to explain everything away and argue with you to try and save their income, then where are you?
Well, but don't you, if you have, I think you look at the specifics, Richie. I don't know this because I'm going to go grab a phone bill.
$6,000 worth of monthly phone bills here at the network.
Right.
And, I'll tell you what, they are the lionest.
Awful.
Thievingest.
They're worse than the airlines.
They make the IRS look like angels.
Right.
They will cram everything into some little service. There's 42 service fees on every bill.
Yep.
And if you don't watch it every single month, a new one will pop up every other month for $3, $2, $9, whatever it is. That's why I say get rid of it where you can. At home, Vonage for me. It's $25 plus $4 in taxes. I pay $29 a month for phone service.
You're my hero, Richie.
Well, I mean, come on, dude. Get on the plan.
Come on, dude.
Are you crazy?
Huh? Well, I think that what I'm talking about is something that most people are suffering from one way or another. So I think, yes, I do it. Jennifer does it. Kenny does it. So.
No reason for you to have a phone line.
Can you keep the phone number you had, the old traditional phone number?
You can.
The number?
Yes.
Yeah, I switched to cable phone, and it's you don't get the extra charges, that's for sure. But.
All right, some good news for those of you who are trying to plan a trip out of the solar system, or maybe not, maybe you will be interested in going. There are three planets that orbit a red dwarf star called Wolf 1061, 14 light years away from Earth. Wolf 1061C, actually, is known as the Goldilocks zone, not too close or too far away from the star to allow for water and life as we know it. So if you want to get the story on where to travel, you can check out the story from the Today Show section at DougStephan.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Actually, 24 after our Doug Steffens Good Day program. Time for us to celebrate Christmas with Christmas music. In fact, these are the top 10 songs from Ken Kessler's SoundsOfChristmas.com website. Every year this thing goes up. Tens of thousands of people go there because it's such a great variety. Listen to this Christmas music. It comes right out of the Casbah. Christmas in the Casbah. At number 10 on the Sounds of Christmas list today, Ron Dante. Refresh our memory as to who Ron Dante is, Kenny, will you?
He was the lead singer for the Archies.
The Archies, that's
back
it.
In the 60s, Sugar Sugar.
Oh, wow. People thought it was Tony, what's the other guy that I used to do all of that stuff with the studio groups? Tony somebody or other. Come on. I can't be the only one who remembers his name. Apparently I am at the moment.
Apparently you don't remember him.
You don't
remember
his person. Rock and Roll, Tony Bristol. Rock and Roll Christmas.
Sure it is.
From, you can disprove it by proving me wrong.
Okay, let me help yourself.
2004 was the year this song came up. Ron Dante, good for you. That's number 10 this week on the Sounds of Christmas list. Number 9 goes to Cyndi Lauper.
Bristol is the program director of a light rock station. That's funny. For Cumulus.
There you go. All right. Cyndi, number 9. Conan O'Brien and the Basic Cable Band.
I said run, run, Rudolph.
A couple of years ago, Run, Rudolph, Run. Number 8 on the Christmas, SoundsOfChristmas.com website. This list changes every day because there's so many people expressing their preferences. So that's why Kenny keeps up with it every day. Number 7 belongs to Carolyn Sills.
Yeah.
George Bailey from the movie, I'm guessing. This is a song about the movie guy, right?
Right.
from the 2000.
Yeah. All right, so this is a song that came out in 2009. Number 6 on the soundsofchristmas.com list today, Southside Johnny Lyon. Didn't we play this the other day?
Yeah, it's from the movie Home Alone.
All right, okay. Southside Johnny. Whatever happened to him?
I saw him
north,
4 or 5 years ago with the Smithereens.
Really?
He treats his band like low-class gutter trash.
Really?
And it's
really
so sad to see. Yeah, I was totally turned off by him. Fun music, but I mean, just...
I would kiss him off.
A jerk.
Number 5, the service of Bob Saroy. Is that how you pronounce it? Shirley Bunnell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most wonderful time of the year. Who are these people, Kenny?
He's a piano player. He's done a lot of instrumental piano music, both Christmas and not. But for this one, he tapped some friends who were local singers to help him out.
Wonderful time of the year. This was a song that was big in 2008 when it first came out. Number 5, though, doing well on the soundsofchristmas.com website as well today. Bobby Goldsboro is here with number 4.
Look around you. 1968. It's Christmas time.
Funny how people pick these songs, Kenny, isn't it, huh? What attracts people to some of the music. Everybody's had a Christmas album here and there. Dick Van Dyke included. He and the Fantastics do Old Fashioned Christmas.
Kind we
from
used to have
Christmas 2008,
ago.
Number 3 today on Sounds of Christmas.
Snow upon the church spire,
musical
and those chestnuts
highlighted
roasting on fire.
Website.
And pretty good.
Let's see, Colby Collet. We've had this one been around.
Colby Kelly.
Yeah.
Fake plastic mistletoe. Wrap me in a great big bow. And tear me apart.
Some upbeat stuff. Here's a
great voice, though.
Brand new song this year from Roger McGuinn. Him too.
From the Birds, the same Roger McGuinn, Kenny?
Yes.
Turn, turn, turn.
Yep.
The dude that wears the hat and the glasses in the PBS special.
You can hear that 12-string Rickenbacker here. Here it is. Listen to that. Mark Steffens in this band.
Weird.
29 past the hour on Good Day. Kenny, thank you for the sounds of Christmas.com.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
More and more people say they want an experience as a holiday gift. Nothing like a warm weather trip. Lifestyle expert Marilee Kern has some tips.
Nothing shows how much you care for somebody more than giving them an amazing getaway. You know, for families, I love the Iberostar Playa Mita Resort. It's just outside of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And it's an amazing getaway for kids. It's a beachfront, all-inclusive, five-star property. It's amazing. It has pools, a kids club, a teen club. There's also a really fun splash park. And the adults can spend time at the spa or in the pool. And there's a beautiful swim-up bar as well. And at night, there's live entertainment for the whole family.
And what about an experience, say, just for two?
Well, I love the adults-only Iberostar Grand Hotel Rose Hall. This is just outside of...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Not even the most passionate of mistletoe smooches this season would beat the 201 simultaneous kisses that set a world record, the Guinness World Record for the most couples kissing at once.
Transmission
under
mono.
The mistletoe.
That's all? 200 doesn't seem like
six
a lot.
Six flags over Georgia invited people to come in, lock their lips in the mistletoe mansion.
I mean, the Moonies got like 700 people to get married in D.C. 15 years ago.
What do you want from me, Richie? Stories at DougStephan.com.
It just seems like a lot more people could
go take up your problem with the Guinness Book of Records, will you? And
they get too many things. I can't keep track of all the new records.
I know. Well, that's what they're all about. They're very good at getting attention.
Try to set a record for the most cow gas or something like that.
Right. I should probably do that. All right. So speaking of records, records being shattered everywhere, when it comes to movies, nothing has quite been, even the Titanic. Right? Isn't this bigger than the Titanic?
Oh,
bigger than the other one, Avatar? Bigger. Bigger than big. Big,
probably not
than Jurassic
bigger.
World.
Yeah,
not bigger than Howard the Duck, though.
No,
Howard the Duck is
big.
Big. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Richie went to see it. Jennifer went to see it. Kenny's going to see it. I'll go see it, but probably not for a week. So the excitement, the getting the tickets, the anticipation is a payoff because you got what you expected to get.
There's an absolute buzz in the air when you get into the theater. When you're walking into the theater, you see lots of women with their hair in the buns, like Princess Leia, who doesn't actually have
the buns
in the movie
this time.
And it's a it pays off. The movie pays off. It's exactly what you want.
Right. It's like going to see a James Bond. When you go to a good James Bond movie, any good franchise,
you know, it's funny.
It's
you
what you expect.
Because I don't think this last James Bond delivered exactly what I want.
I didn't think it was great.
But I think this Star Wars delivered and then some. It's everything that everybody's been wanting since 1977.
Really?
Yep.
And if you have not seen it yet,
yes,
be careful going online.
Yeah, people are so stupid.
There are a lot of mean people who are posting spoilers.
There are some big spoilers to be learned, and if you go online, you will see them. So, if you're not going to see it for a week, as soon as you see the word Star Wars, click
just
away.
Go, yeah, media silent on that.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
I just don't know why people are so silly. Why do you want to ruin it for other people?
Because some people's psyche works. It makes them feel important or big.
I even talked to my kids last night because I know some friends of my sons are going to see it over the weekend. And their parents, you know, were like, no spoilers. So I told my kids, I was like, don't tell your friends what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kids will tell the parents. That's how it's going to get out. Mm. Well, kids are going to talk.
Kids will talk.
But it's a great, great movie. You will love it. Jug, when you're sitting there in the theater.
Jug.
And everybody applauds, you know, when they see Harrison Ford for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And when they see Chewbacca for the first time.
When the cast comes out, everybody cheers.
And the very moment the movie starts, when it starts with a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, everybody cheers.
Yay!
And then when the music starts for the first time, dun. Everybody cheers. And then you're like 20 minutes into the movie, and all of a sudden you see the Millennium Falcon. Everybody cheers. It's a lot of fun.
But with the spoilers, I have a friend who posted something on Twitter last night about Donald Trump. She's not a fan. And somebody who was not following her tweeted back to her, said something nasty, and then said, "And you sound like the kind of person who would like to know..." And boom, two big sentences about the movie.
Clearly because God is a Donald Trump fan. So, you know, just kidding, Ken.
Mm-hmm. And, you know,
can't mess with the Trumpster.
It's such a positive reaction to this movie. And people are all saying this is better than the last three that George Lucas did. I a little bit feel bad for Lucas that he's sitting there going, failed, didn't deliver, and Disney comes in and buys it and puts J.J. Abrams in there, and it delivers 110%.
You know, Disney's also very smart because not only are Star Wars toys like the hottest of the season, but that little cute robot, I don't even know his name. What's his name again, Ken? You told me.
AB-8.
Yeah. That little guy is going to be everywhere because he's so cute, he's so sweet. He's the first thing you see in the movie. People are going to be buying him up, and I think he's like $160 a pop.
Yeah. And Chewbacca is hysterical in the movie.
Generated by this thing. All right, so it's good. It's the tip. If you can get there, you'll not be sorry, it sounds like. I'm looking forward to seeing it. No, Meredith's never seen a Star Wars movie in her life, so it's like
she'll
a whole
still
new
like
thing.
It. It's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
It stands up.
Speaking of liking things, Rich McFadden is our official beer king here.
Thank you. I'm here.
He is going to be interested to know that there's a brewery in England taking a page out of Santa's book by delivering beer to local pubs using reindeer.
Love it.
Oh, that's fun.
The Box Stern Brewery, using the help of reindeer, one was Comet, the other was Cupid, delivering beer to pubs on the back of a sleigh. We're lowering our carbon footprint, or hoofprint.
Well, they just don't want to get a DUI.
You can go to the Facebook page, Richie, for this guy. The sleigh bells started ringing. The first stop was Cross Guns Pub. The manager director said they'd be willing to travel even further than that. They're delighted to export to the North Pole, send the beer up there, and then have it distributed around. How many people buy liquor, alcohol as a present? Beer,
tons,
wine?
Yes,
tons.
Of course.
Really? You give that stuff away for...
Yeah,
Christmas.
What's wrong with sending? I love sending
Christmas
people wine.
Cheer.
Yeah,
that I like.
I got a lovely bottle of wine from Jennifer.
Yes, did you get
it? You got it already?
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, good.
I didn't get anything from Jennifer.
Well, see, I know Ken doesn't
drink. During the show.
Yeah. Well, I know Ken doesn't drink a lot, and so normally I send him something, but this year I was like, this particular bottle I felt like Ken might actually like, so I hope that you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Meredith really sent cool. me a note. She says, okay, I'll go see Star Wars. Very cute.
Hey, Don, right, you know, yes, if you want to get somebody something really cool, Sam Adams has a special beer that they've brewed up for the holidays.
Really?
$200 a bottle.
No!
Wow.
But they're only making 10,000 of them.
Well, what's the big deal?
And it's just kind of a really rare and special brew. I don't know what's in it, but, you know.
Wow, he's out.
$200 a bottle.
All right, I want to help the audience make some money. So in a moment, we're going to meet a gentleman who has the inside track on IPOs. If you have any extra coin, maybe you ought to watch this. This fascinating world, these IPOs. And most of the time, well, I'm going to...
Isn't that illegal?
What, to have an IPO?
Well, we don't have inside information. Maybe he does.
No, I don't mean... Did I say inside information?
You said inside track on IPOs.
Well, I didn't mean...
Well, we kind of get it.
Yeah, okay.
Don't worry.
How to make money...
We're not breaking any laws here.
How to make money before the end of the year. Is that better? You like that better?
Like that better.
Okay, Mike Gould in a moment here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top-quality floors, including 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99, and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents, and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals, and pay no interest until 2018. End-of-year clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report is brought to you by St. Jude and Kmart. This holiday season, you can support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and its fight against childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases while you shop. In collaboration with St. Jude, Kmart has introduced the Giving Hat. The fashionable knit hat was designed to heighten awareness and raise funds to support the life-saving mission of St. Jude. Kmart will donate $1 from the sale of each exclusive hat to St. Jude now through December 31st. Jamie Stein, Vice President, Public Relations and Member Communications of Kmart.
Our partnership with St. Jude is incredibly important to Kmart. Since 2006, Kmart customers, Shop Your Way members, and associates have embodied the holiday spirit with their generous support of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, making Kmart the hospital's number one supporter and raising more than $76.7 million. The Giving Hat is another way we can let the families of St. Jude know we support them this holiday season.
For more information, visit Kmart.com. /St. Jude and join the conversation with #TheGivingHat.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
And relax. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
44 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're happy to have Mike Gould, who is a capital markets partner at PwC. 25 years of experiencing the way people make money. He's got it figured out. He's been a financial reporter, been an advisor, has been working in various countries around the world. So let's talk with Mike. By the way, you can go to his website, company website is pwc.com/US/IPO, because I want to know about IPOs. More importantly, I want you to know about the activity. Why don't we first, let's make this a sort of the first minute or so, Mike, a primer in IPOs, including what does IPO stand for, who gets involved, why would people have one, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure. Thanks very much, Doug. An IPO is an initial public offering of a company's equity, so anybody can go own shares in your company of choice once it's traded on one of the U.S. exchanges.
So,
we've seen a lot of activity the last few years. In fact, 2014 was the most IPOs that we've had since the dot-com era of, you know, 99 and 2000. 2015, it's down a little bit, but it's still a pretty good market.
Well, I know that this is a way, if you can figure out which one to invest in. Is the IPO down, the number down, because of so many companies consolidating? Look at the Dow DuPont thing, and they suck up all of the smaller companies with them. So without having a chance to go public, sometimes these companies that are private get bought out. And has that affected the market?
Not really. I mean, a little bit. Clearly, M&A activity is also up, and that's one of many alternatives a company can turn to if they're looking for capital. But to sort of understand the reason why it's down, you have to sort of look at 2015 in two halves. The first half of the year, things were going really good. We were going along at a good clip, probably looking at a similar type of activity to 2014. And then in the summer, IPO activity is usually fairly quiet. It's hard to get out and price in the summer months. And we had a number of sort of macroeconomic events. Some volatility picked up in the market, you know, uncertainties over interest rates, election, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the people came back off vacation in September, when IPOs usually pick up, it was a lot slower than we've typically experienced. But I think that's just a short-term blip. And, you know, for 2016, we're expecting sort of a similar year to this year, perhaps spread out throughout the year. Plenty of opportunity.
So is it too late in the year? Do there ever occur this time of year in initial public offerings? And if there are, do they do well, or is it too late?
Yeah, it's usually hard to get out on the road this soon before the holiday break and price. We've actually only had one IPO price in December, and, you know, we'll be lucky if we get another one.
Mm-hmm.
Things usually quieten down over the sort of holiday break and then pick up again late February, March, and then April, May are usually very good IPO months.
So will this short and very small uptick in interest rates make a difference with IPOs at all, the stuff that was announced this week by the Fed?
Yeah, the thing that is not good for IPOs is any sort of volatility. There's a number of sort of indices out there, and once those indices start to pick up too high, then, you know, it's hard for IPOs to price. And I think the uncertainty around the interest rates was really causing some of that volatility.
Right.
You know, I'm certainly hoping that once we get out past the holiday break and January, February, things calm down, we're through the uncertainty over the interest rates, and things will just get back to sort of the new normal, and IPO markets will continue to thrive.
Okay. So what is the independent individual investor listening to this program right now, what does he or she do to gain, to invest, to take advantage of an IPO?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if I was an investor, like any investor, I think you've got a number of alternatives out there, and I think an IPO, or initial public offering, is one of those alternatives. There's probably a little bit more risk associated with investing in an IPO because it doesn't have the same amount of history that a sort of mature company would have. But when you're looking at one of these companies that's coming out, I think just like any other investment, you have to think through sort of the fundamentals. What's their story to market? What value are they providing? What's the management team look like? What are the economics? You know, what's their revenue curve? What's their profitability? And then, you know, are they ready? Are they ready to be a public company? And I think that's the piece that a lot of companies miss, and that's where at PwC we spend a lot of time helping companies think through, you know, are you ready to become a public company? And we have a whole program that we take companies through to help them get ready.
So maybe I could make my little radio company, I could take it public. What do you think of that, Brian?
Sure could. You know, come talk to us, and we'll talk about what you need to do.
All right. Come on. Everybody ready? We're going to have an insider. Yeah. Everybody
like
gets
it.
Rich.
You bet.
All right. Go to pwc.com/US/IPO to learn about this opportunity. Mike, thank you very much for being here. Mike Gould on these financial trends here to help you out on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
That's it, I'm turning back. I know your family's waiting.
I know it's an important day.
I'll get you back there in time, pal. Trust me.
We celebrate a day of peace.
You can't get away with asking a question on this.
Chewbacca. I know him, and he hasn't missed a life day yet, right? Well, there you go. He's not going to miss this one either.
What in God's name is this?
This is from a holiday special, 1978 Star Wars holiday special. That's Carrie Fisher.
Wow.
Singing A Day to Celebrate. This was a TV movie that obviously did well during the Christmas season, 1978. Thus, we have the... but if I asked that question, nobody would have gotten it. Nobody would remember it.
No.
It aired only one time.
Once. That was it.
And then they threw it in a can and made believe it never happened.
You know, I got to say something about last night, Kelly Clarkson's Christmas was on.
Yeah.
And it was an old... this was done already. Must have been done a year or two ago. Because
mm-hmm.
they had... what do you call it? Who died... in it. I want to say Phil Collins, isn't that awful? Robin Williams. And it was in such bad taste, I wanted it to, I turned it off, actually. It was, that they didn't edit that out.
Yeah.
It was very, what the hell's the matter with them?
What network did it air on?
NBC.
Really?
Yeah, it was very bad. was awful. And too bad, because I like her.
I did, too.
The other people that were on, but that was just
She's
such
very
poor
good.
Taste. That was, somebody really messed that up. Woof. All right, Chucker, we have 3 out of 5 of our contributors that have seen Star Wars, so you have a little license to talk about how it's going, because it seems to be going superbly well. We'll get to that conversation in just a moment here on Good Day.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top quality floors, including 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99, and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents. And save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals and pay no interest until 2018. End of year clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, so Chucker, with some degree of the lack of exaggeration, this thing is really superb, according to Rich, according to Jennifer, according to you. I've not talked to anybody else who's seen it. I'm sure my son has seen it.
This is what I would say. This is what I say, Doug. Don't read any advanced reviews.
Yeah.
Don't listen to any spoilers at all. You don't want to know anything about the storyline. That's really what that's really what makes this movie work. How they kept a lot of this stuff hidden, I have no idea in this day and age.
Yeah.
But I would say this. If you're a fan of the original trilogy, this movie really is a tremendous gift for Christmas. It's a tremendous movie-going experience. The casting, one thing this movie got right with J.J. Abrams is that the casting, unlike the prequels, which some of the casting was awful, the casting is spot on. The female lead, she's terrific. The
unknown actors, are they all unknowns that will be now become juniors because they're on the franchise?
He's 23 years old. She's terrific in the movie. The actor who played the character of Finn, his name's John Boyega, he's terrific in this movie. Their chemistry between them is really good. The cast from the original trilogy is all spot on. And what makes the movie fly for me and Star Wars fans, unlike the prequels, is that Abrams obviously studied the soap opera elements of the original trilogy. It's just why it has such resonation over, you know, almost 40 years. And it has all of that, and that's beside the effects, which are fantastic. But the storyline, where it has moments of wow, I can't believe they did that, or I want to know what happens next.
Yeah,
it's just like the original
trilogy.
And it's funny.
It is
funny. Really good humor, solid script, and the best thing of all, you can't wait until what happens next, because
you just
there's
made
so
me
many
realize
possibilities
that, so
in this
done.
Universe.
Yeah.
Great. You get up and walk out of the theater.
To go to the bathroom or something?
No. At the end of the movie,
saying,
I cannot wait till the next one.
Yep.
And they set it up to where you go, oh, this is what's going to happen next. And you're like, I can't wait.
What do they pay J.J. Abrams to put this together? Being a trigger.
I'm going to say at least $15
million. Yeah.
So is he the best director of the current time? He has to be, right?
He's right there. He's right there. I mean, you could argue James Cameron is an amazing director. Of course, Spielberg's still really good.
Yeah.
But J.J. Abrams is as good as it gets.
He hit it on the head.
Good for him.
9.5 out of 10 for me.
All right, so there's nothing else coming out this weekend, right? Who dare put a new movie
Sisters
out this week?
With Sisters with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's going to go see that?
Too.
And a new
me.
Movie.
All
right, Chuck Curry on Good.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.